The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, we are broadcasting live out of cloudy Florida today. But you know what? We're glad to be here. It's not minus 12 or minus 4. It is about 70 degrees.
Woo!
So, in saying that, friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, friends, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers they wish to call themselves, that they wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, indeed, friends, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines are inaccessible until next week. Again, phone lines are inaccessible. I apologize, but we'll pick that back up again because we are on the road. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I say that to say this, friends, we got a lot to talk about today. Had some interesting thing some interesting things happen yesterday in the state of Florida where I simply, well, I'll let the other guy go ahead and give you the details as to what took place. But, folks, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because then you end up with a socialist communist society when you have your brains in somebody else's head.
You mean so apathy will bring you to that?
Yes, it does. Yes, yeah. It does, because your slave master is never going to voluntarily give up his power over you. It has to be demanded by those that are under bondage.
Oppressed, amen.
We actually just did a radio interview this afternoon with a gentleman, and we were talking about that very topic. Your column from, I believe it was a week ago, Resistance to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Well, this particular setting, let's say, yesterday, I was on the radio program, and you all were listening, and we were covering a bunch of different topics. We were in a school at that particular time. There's a lot of distractions going on around that school, but it was good doing live radio there. At the end, the very last segment, we get a knock on the window, me and Carrie do, because I was nowhere around this assembly that was happening. Bradley, you were
Jake
doing
the
assembly.
Producer. Yeah.
That's right. So me and Carrie are just doing the radio program. We finally jumped through all these hoops and hurdles, and folks, you have have no idea what it takes to get to this show every day.
If folks, what's important to understand is this was an invitation.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we get invited. Yeah, I'm just speaking logistically now, but we're on the air. We get invited to do this high school. Bradley's going to share. It's for the American Club. It's a great club, group of students, a voluntary group. It's after school hours. Normally we do our public school assemblies during school hours. This one happened to be after school. So Bradley said, sure, let's go talk about the foundations of America. Now, after that particular invitation, we drive down there, you know, it was a couple hours from doing that, and then we did radio in the school. All of a sudden, I get a knock on the window of the school, and this gentleman says, what are you doing in here? And I said, well, we're doing our radio broadcast.
A gentleman,
one more
jerk.
Segment. Yeah, I was supposed to go in
a gentleman.
Jackie.
He kicked you out of the your radio program, Zach. What do you mean, a gentleman?
I'm trying to finish the radio program.
We haven't been given the gift of diplomacy here.
This man knocks on the window and says, what are you doing in here? I said, we're doing our radio program.
Oh, we're doing pretty good. We went from gentleman to this man. Go ahead.
This man, that's right.
Yes.
This man knocks on the window, says, gosh, I've said this detail three times. Anyways, he tells us we're kicked out. And I said, what do you mean we're kicked out? And I shared a little bit of it on the radio yesterday and promised we'd give you the full story on this. He says, yeah, your group is kicked out. And I said, what are we kicked out from? We got this done. We're doing a student group. He said, yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just the messenger, man. They just told me that you have to leave.
Let me correct that a little bit. I never got kicked out of anything, and nothing was shut down on me whatsoever. What I did is when I got out of the car, we got pulled. You got dropped off at the school. I noticed all the posters that they had plastered all over the high school as me coming on invitation to be their guest speaker. And what I did is I went around a corner and I said, do you know where so-and-so room is? My wife did. And one of the guys said, yeah, down there where all the kids are at, where all the students are at. And so I walked down there, and as I walked down there, all of a sudden, Massey comes up, the singer of Junkyard Prophet, in which I'm the drummer of, and he had said that they're trying to shut down the assembly. Mm-hmm. I said, why is that? And so what I did is I proceeded to go forward, and then all of a sudden the principal came up to me and said, you know, we haven't vetted you yet. Mm-hmm. And I said, vetted me? I said, why do you need to vet me? And he says, well, that's what we do as speakers, only to find out that this group that we were invited to speak at actually has been going for 2 years on school campus, and they have yet to vet one individual.
That's right.
And so two and two started to equal four. I started putting pieces together here. And then all of a sudden, an effeminate man said, you know what, guys? We just can't have this. They don't have a first right. They don't have a First Amendment right to be here.
He said, you're suppressing the freedom of speech on our campus. And then he goes, well,
it's all on phone, too, by the way. Yep.
You don't have that right when you're in a public school. Now, the student group does have that right. They invited Bradley to come in to speak.
I want you to hear what he said, though. You don't have the right to do that. You don't have First Amendment rights on public school. No. Slow your roll, effeminate one. What do you mean they don't have their First Amendment rights in public schools? Are you telling me that they got to take off their faith and throw it on the ground before they enter within the school gates? Mm-hmm. When, in fact, the Supreme Court said just the exact opposite. And so does Article 1 of the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
So I started to proceed and ask questions. What's the problem? This effeminate man started saying that they don't have the rights. Mm-hmm. I said, you have got to be kidding. I said, everybody pipe down for a minute and listen to this man. I want you to hear what he says. Because we had this all being filmed.
Yep.
And listen, it's like this. Give them enough rope and they'll do it every single time. Yep. And he did. And I knew when I said to him, so are you getting information from the bloggers, or where is this all coming from? And all of a sudden he said to the students, this effeminate man said, children, I want you to understand that this gentleman, everything that he says is misinformation.
None of it's true.
We're going to give you some more pointers as to what took place yesterday in Boca. It's on Florida yet, but friends, the showdown is on. And you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I listen to your show every day. My son just turned 13. He's been listening to you with me when I pick him up from school ever since he turned 12. This generation, it's not all lost, guys.
Amen.
People like you are the voice of freedom. Gentlemen like you are the ones who carry the cross for the Lord.
Amen.
So let's keep praying for this young generation. You know, you guys are helping bear the light.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talking about the showdown that took place in Florida yesterday, and it may just be the beginning, friends. But if you'd like to see it online, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And by the way, if you'd like to be my friend, please go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Let me rehearse this in your ears for a second. On Wednesday, which was yesterday, I was invited by a student-led high school group. And it was the American Club to perform an after-school voluntary presentation at a high school in Boca Raton, Florida. The group that invited us in was established for 2 years, and again, it had many speakers and followed the usual line of protocol for having a presentation. Being pre-approved, listen carefully, by the school administration, they hung up posters. I seen them all over the place when I got there yesterday, friends. They hung up posters 3 weeks before I got there. And it was advertised on morning announcements all week. Yep. But what they did is they waited for me to get to the school 27 hours away from home before they said, you know what, we need to vet Bradley Dean. Well, we no sooner stepped foot on campus than the principal and, again, an effeminate teacher approached us and attempted to cancel the event on their campus with no justifiable explanation. They claimed they didn't vet me, as I said earlier, although they had not done so with any previous speakers the American Club has brought in. And, folks, this was a clear violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, which declares, here's the answer, friends. I'm showing you what it takes to bring forth the answer. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, not for the homosexuals neither, friends, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Now, when we reminded them that their actions were unlawful, and unlawful they are, they told us that once we entered school property, listen carefully again, we no longer had a First Amendment right. Do flags go off there with anybody, or is it just me? We no longer have a First Amendment right, said this effeminate teacher. A teacher then blurted out the real reason for shutting down the voluntary or attempting to shutting down the voluntary student-led presentation. It was religious discrimination. It's because we're Christians, friends. And by the way, we're not asking for permission. God gave us rights. We're not asking for privileges. Folks, this is clearly unlawful activity in every sense of the word. The Supreme Court, Tinker versus Des Moines in 1969, concluded that students did not leave their rights at the schoolhouse door.
That's right.
Listen to me again. The Supreme Court said that the students do not leave their rights at the Supreme, at the schoolhouse door. Now, just keep in mind how I put that in order. I put your rights first, and then the Supreme Court came in behind it and agreed with what your rights stated.
That's right.
Just like we have liberties. They're God-given liberties. They're not given by the government. They're not given by the Bill of Rights. They're merely acknowledged and then protected by the government, which is why it's so important to stand up and fight for your liberties and stay vigilant with them, or they will no longer be protected. They don't go away. They just cease to be protected by a tyrannical government unless you stand up to that tyrannical government and put them in their spot, and then you'll have liberated government.
And this is what the tyrannical government is advocating, and for the most part, people aren't even paying attention as to what's going on in public schools. I mean, we have Muslim indoctrination being infiltrated in the public schools, and yet in the homosexual propaganda, I mean, I can go to International Baccalaureate, No Child Left Behind. I can go, their history books and their science books being changed every 3 to 7 years, and this is all over the place, friends. We're trying to figure out, and so the students are trying to figure out why no one's there standing up for their rights. And I'll tell you why they don't know their rights is because they haven't been taught the Constitution of the United States, and they have these communist teachers standing there teaching them opposite of what rights mean to the Constitution. Of course, because the teachers don't understand what the Constitution says neither. And in this particular case, this teacher completely lied to the students because he was discriminating against my ministry because we are a Christian organization doing high school assemblies across the country. And when you become effective, this is what they do. They polarize you and they attack you. They attempt to demonize you. But hang on a second. What happened when this individual said that we no longer have our First Amendment right? Oh, and by the way, friends, he said this on the right in front of the camera. You can go ahead and check it out. Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio. As usual, the students were furious, and in addition, the crowd began to swell. Mm-hmm. But what this teacher was doing, he was swelling our crowds.
That's right.
They began recording the showdown on their iPhones, the students did, and when we offered anyone who wanted to hear the presentation to follow us across the street, the students followed gladly.
So did parents, adults, there's plenty of people there.
I wanted to give you another pointer here, friends. I wanted to highlight something because I thought it was rather interesting. Right when they canceled our program on the campus, the high school campus, illegally, some of the people said, let's go across the street and go over to the church.
Yeah.
I said, let's go.
Yeah.
We were right next to a road, so we had to get away from the road because I was losing my voice. I've done how many tea parties, how many events, and how many interviews over the last week. We've been busy, friends. We get about halfway to the church, and all of a sudden the lady comes up and says, my husband works there, but he said there's no room to have this event.
Wow.
In other words, we're not going to put our necks out on the line for the students, for our posterity. Friends, you are cursing yourselves daily.
You've got it.
By what you allow in this country, friends, namely the church, they do it to themselves because they don't want to be rocked out of their comfort zone.
You've got a
but they're going to be comforted to hell, rest assured, friends.
First, you have a church sitting outside of the school, right outside, like you said, really close, within a stone's throw of the school, not even caring what's going on in the school. These are your public school. This is what they're turning out. It's like making gingerbread cookies. Yeah. They all come out the same way. This is the indoctrination. They want all the kids to come out the same way. It is backfiring. That proved it yesterday.
Yes, it is.
But here's the church sitting out there, not caring at all about what goes on. Then when the kids come out of that public school and say, help help me. What does the church say?
No, yep. Not in here, buddy.
Right. You stay over in that school because, you know.
Yeah, there's lines between church and state,
right.
You know.
Too much responsibility.
We've been told.
And you know, your type, we don't want you anyhow. When I came out after the radio program, and I didn't finish the last segment, I came out and I explained to you all what was going on. I came out and I saw it on the grass, just like Christ, just like John Wesley, yeah. Just like William Booth, yeah. Just like John, or just like Mr. Whitfield when he came to the Great Awakening. Bradley's outside, everybody sitting in the grass around him, listening to the message intently.
Yeah.
All this footage is right on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. You've got kids' feedback. These kids are so sharp. It didn't matter if they heard the message or not. What they saw exemplified there exemplifies your message to a T.
Yeah.
Well, stand for what's right.
It reminds me of Scripture. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort, push you along in the call that God has in your life, that you should earnestly contend for the faith.
Yeah.
Earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Where is that contending? Where is that battle? Where is that spiritual warfare? Folks, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get out of it. But the difference is, as long as you're obeying by the laws of our republic, you have the law on your side.
That's right.
1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession of many witnesses. The younger generation is trying to figure out where the church is at, the professed church in America is at. I can tell you where it's at, where Christ is lifted up, where there's persecution, where there's trials, where there's tribulation. By the way, that's how you confirm the souls of the disciples that go into heaven, Acts 11. But folks, I want to just rewind a little bit. This effeminate man was offended because he didn't want the kids, the students, to understand what he was doing and what he was perpetuating and what he was advocating. He told those students, he sat there and lied to every one of us. Why is this? What are you guys trying to cancel this for? What are you trying to cancel this for? He said, well, we just haven't vetted you. We just haven't vetted you. And because he was such a liar, and a liar he is, this teacher said, right when he seen the kids were going to begin to follow me out to listen to my message, he said, I warn you, children, said this effeminate man, that everything this gentleman is going to tell you is complete misinformation.
How did he know that?
He just told on himself.
If he didn't vet you already, how did he know that?
That's the point.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's so, why he's in trouble.
Yes.
That's why he's in some serious trouble.
That's right. And you know, you brought up before, the church didn't embrace this whole setting. Sue Trombino worked with us. She helped set up some of this tour with Wynn. Wonderful lady. She fights for posterity. She spoke to this group before in the past.
Yep, she stood right up.
She steps up and says, you know what? I know somebody that will protect the legal rights of these students. And she gave him a call. And guess what, folks? There is people willing to protect this
Amen.
Generation, not just the Sons of Liberty, but all over. And we are tied in with them. And we're going to get victory.
Yeah. Because talking about the showdown in Florida, friends, we'll come right back. We'll completely cover this topic before the end of the hour. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check out the video, friends. Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
save March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March by 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake talking about the showdown between my invitation from a bunch of students at a school in Florida and an effeminate individual who doesn't want the students to hear Bradley Dean in my message, a constitutional message. Interestingly enough, yesterday when I was doing my assembly, because I didn't let them deter me, I just simply went and sat on the grass with all the students and some of the parents, and I gave them my message. And the entire time I had one individual completely combat me. He contended with me the whole time. And he would say things like, you know, your ideology. And I said, I'm not giving you my ideology. I'm giving you your history.
That's right.
He would talk about the difference between me and him. And I would ask him, are you an American? And he would say, well, I was American born. Well, dude, you're in America. Hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. Yep. They laid down their lives to give you something called freedom. They gave you a gift. Are you an American? Oh, yeah, I'm an American. I said, so good. So you're an American patriot. Friends, I was trying to bring him to patriot. Because an American patriot is one and the same. They're not separate. A patriot is one who upholds dying laws. I was trying to get him to understand the price paid for his freedoms so he'd get away from the ideology that he was trying to promote. He was trying to say that it was okay to kill babies. Mm-hmm. He started to call it a fetus, and I said, well, what are you? Just nothing to stand on, friends, like a bunch of frogs sitting on lily pads, nothing below them. There's nothing to stand on. There was nothing that would hold them up. There was no foundation whatsoever.
challenge it, and they sink.
They completely do. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't trying to demean this kid, so I asked him to spell the word shop out loud, Jake, mm-hmm. right in the middle of it, because he thought he knew. He thought we were a democratic republic. I said, no, we're a constitutional republic. And on and on and on and on. He said, well, this is conspiracy theory stuff. I said, conspiracy theory stuff. I said, bro, listen to what I'm telling you, American patriot. You need to understand that the media is telling you this today. Yep. I said, the president of the United States is trying to eradicate Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. He's trying to disarm you. He said, that's conspiracy theory. I said, what world have you been a part of over the last 15 years of your life, kid?
Did you not read the executive order?
And then I began to bring him through the state-run media and how they lie. Brought him down through the whole line. Showed him what Planned Parenthood stands for. Yep. And we knew this years ago. And everything that I showed him that was totalitarianism or communism or socialism or leftist or whatever you want to call it, criminal,
yep.
he agreed
right.
with it right away. And he tried to stand against my facts. And he kept saying, and he kept digging deeper and deeper. And every time he dug another foot deeper, I had to take the shovel and just throw it right back on him again. And say, bro, I don't want to have to do this to you. But you don't know what you're talking about. And he kept saying about my ideology and my theory and this and that. And again, I kept going back to him. I said, the problem is you don't know your history, kid.
Yeah, that's right.
You're in America. You're in the greatest nation on this planet. And you're taking advantage of it. And I told him, I said, hundreds of thousands of men. I always got to bring this in there, friends. Because the missing element with the younger generation is they don't know the price paid for their freedoms. I said to him, the very things those boys fought, bled, and died to give us is the very ideology that you're attempting to advocate or prop up or perpetuate. That's why they're in those graves. That's why they're under 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, about three quarters of the way through my program for these kids, this liberal, as he called himself, all of a sudden, the only thing we didn't do is hug. Because he began to see what he was not being told in public schools.
That's right.
He began to see who was lying to him, because I was just giving him facts again, friends. I was reading from the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. He couldn't dispute that. See, there's nothing to debate, friends, when
that's
you
right.
stand there. And that's exactly how you win the day, every day, is when you don't move. Get out of the debate, get on the side of the laws of our republic, our constitutional republic, and you will win the day.
Mm-hmm.
One way or another, but it's not going to be without a price. It's just not going to happen.
It's not going to be without willingness to continue to stand. You know, when I think about this, most of modern day preachers or what have you that would go in and we're going to reach the children. If the school would have done something like this, again, you've got to watch the video, folks. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Watch what the administration did. Watch how they curtailed everything.
Yeah,
they tried to cover themselves.
Jake, an important factor in all of this, too, is when this individual said that children, everything, this effeminate teacher, when he
yeah.
said, I warn you, children, that everything this gentleman is going to tell you is complete misinformation.
It's a lie.
The principal immediately went over there and pushed him out of the conversation because he realized right then and there that that effeminate man just
yep.
blew his cover.
Yep, in their pride.
And
they
this
always
is all
will.
On film, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
In their pride, they always will. They try to act like they're conservative and they're nice and they're a poor victim, but you like you said before, give them enough rope, they'll end up hanging themselves because they can't help it. It is about a totalitarian means of ruling. They want to rule it over your kids, and for the most part, in public schools today, that's what they're allowed to do because the parents don't care because the church's doors are shut. I actually interviewed a kid who had to leave early from the presentation that you were still giving out there on the school lawn. And this young man said, you know, I don't necessarily agree with everything that this man
every
said.
Every time.
But this is good because it helps me understand. He said that, but he said, but I do agree with the fact that he should have the right to be able to say it. I will say one thing. I don't know much about the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence.
Yep.
Well, there's why you don't necessarily agree with everything that's being said, because you haven't read yet. So he said, but you know what? I asked him the question, so are you going to go read it? And he said, yes.
Yep.
That's what we want. We're not there trying to brainwash.
Every single high school program that I do, I always challenge every one of the students.
Yep.
I tell them. I told one kid yesterday, I said, do you think I drove 27 hours to give you misinformation or disinformation, mm-hmm. purposed misinformation, friends? Yeah. No. I said I didn't. I'm challenging you to challenge
That's
me.
Right. That's right.
I want you to prove me wrong. They never resort back to facts when they debate you, friends. But when you give them the facts, they can't ignore them.
That's right.
And they know that that's what's going to bear witness to conscience the rest of their life until they actually rectify themselves to it.
That's right. And they will. And when they do that, that's when you're going to see the schools turn upside down from going progressively
right
the wrong
side
way.
Up. Right side up.
Great point. It's kind of like the Wonder Works building is upside down. We need to turn it the right way up.
That's right.
And kids start to think that way. Yeah. Our presentation.
Kids love that, man.
And this is what terrifies these femmes, like the guy who said that everything you say is a lie. This is what terrifies them. Oh my goodness, they might actually pull back the curtain on what reality and truth is. We don't want that because we want them to stay dumbed down where we can control them. But
That's
when
right.
the Holy Ghost comes in the room, Brad, you didn't even, he didn't even say anything yesterday.
I didn't say a word.
He just walked into the building.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
And it erupted. Literally, not a word spoken on the school premise. Not a word other than this little, you know, the fellow with the orange shirt or pink shirt. You'll see him in the video. I want you to watch it. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Oh, the effeminate man.
You
yeah, that realized
it.
What he said
yes.
after he said it.
And
yes, I know what you're talking about. I just seen him. Yeah.
The principal realized it too.
Yes, he did.
And you know what? I was proud of every single person, student and parent
yeah.
that was there.
Even the liberal student
was there.
See,
right.
friends, what they did is when they said, you don't want to listen to what he says.
Yep.
He's giving you misinformation. The more they said
well,
that, the
that.
More the crowd swelled and the more yep. they wanted to hear what I had to say.
And
so it went from that mm-hmm. to now it's going to be a major deal.
That's right.
So now everybody's going to hear
yes.
the message, friends.
And guaranteed you will have more information on this tomorrow, folks. And as the day goes on today, we're going to continue posting things because it's not even close to over.
I'm curious.
Just
I'm just curious, though. This is important. I'm curious why he was attacking me for showing the kids their history.
That's right.
Anybody wonder why that would happen?
Shot.
Was this effeminate teacher? Was he afraid to hear, or was he afraid that I was going to tell the students that the NEA is not only an LGBT caucus for teachers, but also a drag queen caucus as well? Maybe that's what he was afraid of. Or that the Obama appointed Kevin Jennings as his safe school czar, a man who wrote the foreword to a book titled Queerifying the Elementary Education, maybe that's what he was afraid of, guys. You think?
I would be if I was on that side.
I would be too, because
yep.
the law is on
terrifying.
My side. Or that Jennings, the icon, Kevin Jennings' icon, who is Harry Hay from North American Man Boy Love Association, whose motto is sex before eight, before it's too late, when marching in gay pride parades, maybe he was afraid I was going to tell the kids that.
Kids in a public school, sex before eight, before it's too late.
No,
what's
these are
the end of this agenda?
These are the effeminate ones
That's
that
right.
are warning the students
yes.
about me
yeah.
when, in fact, I'm not the one breaking the law.
Yep.
Or what about this? Maybe it was that this effeminate teacher didn't want the students to know about Larry Brinken, the homosexual icon who was recently arrested for possession of horrific child pornography. Friends, let me get a little graphic for you. A two-year-old little black girl, Larry Brinken, the homosexual icon, was saying, let the little bee have it. He was busted with his friends. Or was it that Dan Savage, you know, it gets better? Obama's homosexual? Hand-picked homosexual to go out there and bully anybody into submission? It's interesting. He likes to bully on people, but he doesn't like to get in a real fight, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't want to do that. He just wants to pick on kids,
right?
Maybe Dan Savage, I don't know, maybe this effeminate individual just didn't want me to tell anybody about Dan Savage going to a high school journalism conference and bullying Christian teens, telling them that the Bible is nothing but a bunch of BS. Oh, by the way, Savage is also the guy that said he wanted a blank Rick Santorum. This is Obama's hand-picked bully. Dan Savage also said he wanted to drag his political opponents behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope and that he wishes all Republicans dead. There'd have been no issue if Dan Savage would have been there, though, huh? No, friends.
Matter of fact, he's
the same Ron Media would have got behind it. That's why we're in the fight, friends. These are our kids, not the governments,
right.
not the states,
right.
and not the effeminates, neither, friends. And the kids aren't falling for it.
And it is a fight. And they're not going to stop until you resolve that I don't care. I am not moving. And when the kids identify that light in your life, that's Christ, amen, number one. And number two, they will follow it just like they did in the video that you can see right on Facebook. And folks, it's not over. It's just begun. There was a Rosa Parks who said, I'm not getting up today. I'm done. And guess what happened to America? Their conscience was awakened. They backed it because that was truth. And where God's truth reigns, that's where we have peace, and not until then.
I'm going to come back, and I'm going to bring this thing to a conclusion. Final segment, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, if you'd like to go online and see the video that we're talking about, it's all there. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the showdown in Florida.
Showdown.
I guess the best way to put it is they went and contended for a battle without due cause in every sense of the word.
They came out without swords. They came out with their ferocious tongues.
No, dude, he was as confident as he was confident, just like yes. He had the whole entire... almost acted like the law was behind him or something, Jake.
If I was going up against the effeminate pastors of the day, I would be confident, too.
Sure.
But unfortunately, he ran into a brick wall.
They encouraged the enemies, Jake.
Exactly, yes. And that's why the schools are at this point. But then the brick wall comes, and they think, oh, dear, heavens, how do I get around this? I just don't know. Everything he says is a lie. and then they leave it at that. Okay, so what is it that he said? Okay, let's talk about it.
About the high school assembly. What part of your history don't you like? Here, go get your constitution. Go get your dictionary.
Declaration of Independence.
Go get your science books. Oh, that's right. Your science books and your history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. Set a principle to me in Wisconsin.
Yep.
It's almost like they attempt to justify that so they can hold on to their jobs. Wait a second. Aren't they unions? Oh, I get it.
Controls the union.
Yeah, friends, I'm talking about the showdown that took place yesterday when they attempted to put the kibosh on my program through an invitation. They advertised me for 3 years on, 3 weeks on a high school campus. And then the day I get there, all of a sudden they say that they want to cancel it because they haven't vetted me. When in fact, the feminine individual lied the whole time.
That's right.
And he told on himself, and he's in trouble for it.
Mm-hmm.
But in saying that, friends, I want you also to understand, because right before the break, I was telling you, what is this effeminate individual afraid? What is he afraid that I'm going to tell the students?
Mm-hmm.
Is he afraid that I'm going to tell them that all the way up until 1961, homosexuality was illegal in every state, and that across the country, in health classes, they actually, and by the way, you can see these videos out there, friends, they're still out there. They're actually had videos telling the kids and warning the kids of homosexual behavior, and that if you are assaulted by one of them, or you detect one of them, you're to turn them into the authorities. Do you think maybe that's what he's afraid he's going to tell the kids? Because I didn't even have that in my mind. Or maybe this. Do you think that maybe he was afraid that I was going to tell the students that homosexuality and that deviant behavior, it was considered a mental illness all the way up until 1973? I bet that's probably what he's afraid of, right? Because he exemplified mental illness in every sense of the word. He didn't know how to tell the truth. He kept bending everything out of shape. He tried to, you know, it was almost like this. It was almost like he had me convinced that I was doing something wrong. It was like, wait a second, did I do something wrong here, or did you do something wrong here? Because my position with all of this, ever since day one, since 2005, for those that didn't know, friends, I never had problems in public schools until the homosexuals began to push their propaganda into the public schools. I didn't have any issues in public schools. It's when they came in. Mm-hmm. They wanted to ostracize. They began to attack Christians. And Christians are what they attack.
Yep.
And they continuously attack them, friends. And then what they do is the state-run media is right there to tell you that they're the victims of the Christians, the bigots, the haters. Of what? What are they the victims of, friends? They're the victims of the law.
Yep.
They don't like the law. They're looking for professed Christians that accept them for who they are. That's fine. I do too. I desire your redemption, not your condemnation if you're a homosexual. But the difference is when you come to the cross of Jesus Christ, you repent for your sins.
That's right.
Because you aren't a special case. No more than the adulterer, the thief, or the murderer. Redemption is available for all of us through Christ Jesus, but on His terms, not on yours. And you don't take the cross and turn it upside down and make your own religion out of it called totalitarianism. It doesn't fly that way. You are not the Savior. And they continuously, folks, they continuously inundate the American people that they are the victim. And when you begin to open up your eyes, you'll see they're the victim of nothing. And the hate crimes that are perpetuated against them are created for the most part by them. Ask Dan Savage.
Sure.
But again, I was trying to say, it was almost like, man, this individual almost had me convinced that I was discriminating against him or something like that. And it's what's interesting about that is I was wrong. And of course I'm being facetious. Not
you're wrong,
right? Friends, let me say it this way. If standing up against those who perpetuate crimes against our posterity is wrong, then let me tell you something, friends. I am guilty as charged.
Guilty.
I am guilty as charged for fighting for our posterity. If you want to go ahead and put your bullseye on the next generation, you better find a different country to do it in. That's all I'm telling you. Because people all across this country are becoming well aware as what this administration is continuously pushing on the American people by force, like it or not. And I'll tell you how you sustain your rights, friends. You fight for them because God gave us those rights. And I ain't moving.
Yep. And you know what? It's not just the generation of the Tea Partiers. It's not just conservative parents. It's the youth now. And that's what they're terrified the most of. Because once the youth get a hold on them, it's over. You made the analogy before. They're frogs sitting on lily pads. There's nothing under them. There's no force for them to spring their legs up. They just got to rely upon the fact that you won't just step up and contend with them. You won't come up to the line and not back down from them. And when that day and time comes, they lose every single time, just like they did yesterday.
This is why there's never
more.
This is why, you know, they like to call debates.
Yeah.
This is why they don't want to debate anybody. It was like when Rachel Maddow attacked me, and the homosexuals continues to ride on her lie, even knowing that I'm suing her for $50 million.
Yeah.
It's interesting. They continuously push the lie, knowing all the well what she said, because what they did with us is exactly what they did with George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Exactly what they did with George Zimmerman. That's why MSNBC is apologizing over and over and over again about the people that they lie about.
That's right.
When they get busted.
Their premise is a lie. That's why anytime you bring truth, that's why anytime you bring light, that's why anytime you open the curtains.
Hey, after Rachel Maddow attacked us, we called MSNBC immediately.
Yeah.
Bradley's willing to fly down to New York right now.
Yep.
Yesterday, if you want me there, I'll be there. No, no response, friends, because they don't want you, especially when you know the facts.
Yeah.
They don't want you in the facts. Mm-hmm. They're okay if you're an emotional mess and they're the victim of something that they've contrived and they can convince you of that. They love emotional people, but they don't want people that stand on principle, and therein lies America's problem right there.
And what could possibly happen if we hold up principle and we don't move from it?
We can win our country back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. That's not detrimental. That's the positive of us standing. Standing is the key. You can only stand if you love. If you truly love, then you will stand. If you're not standing right now, you need to check your heart, because
Jake, it's the way you say it. It's the way you do it. Hey, listen, let me tell you
something. You didn't even say anything.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. I didn't even say anything.
Exactly.
And this joker wanted to go ahead and start playing games with me.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, that's fine. We'll do it. But first of all, we're going to have the assembly first and foremost, and that's exactly what we did, friends.
Yep.
We took him right outside. And they followed right in pursuit because they knew that they were being lied to, and I had the opportunity to dump the Republican message, the Christian message on those kids so they can understand where they came from. Hey, and guess what? When the kids find out the truth, they're going to stand up and they're going to fight for their schools.
That's right.
They're going to fight for their communities. And guess what happens? Freedom spreads like fire.
That's right.
It truly does.
They can make their own choices because you're teaching them how to think and how to objectively stand on their own two feet. That is not being what's talked about in public schools nowadays. And this is a prime example of it. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Watch the video. It's called Bradley Dean Showdown. Bradley Dean in Trouble Again. Showdown in Florida. You got to watch this. Get the kids' perspective. There's students on this. There's teachers. And there's a scuffle in between. And there's the fruit at the end, folks. This is why we fight, as Bradley delivers the conclusion of his message on that video.
And the trouble that we're talking about, friends, is establishing righteousness.
Yep.
Dealing with the evils that plague America today.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trouble we're talking about. We're establishing our foundations by doing what the Lord commanded us to do, not suggested, and here we are.
I was just on a show this morning, Watchmen on the Wall with Noah Hutchins, and the first thing he said is, wow, I see you're getting attacked by so-and-so and so-and-so. He said, you can tell a lot about a person by the quality of their enemies. You guys have the
quality?
Right enemies. Like
quality?
Good quality, bad quality.
Yeah.
But he said, you guys have the right enemies. In other words, we're doing the right things. We're affecting the right
Of course.
Change.
Of course. I mean, you're dealing with a lost generation.
Yep.
I don't understand how the American people can't turn and look at their posterity. I mean, knowing that they're hastening themselves to stand before. Remember what the Lord talked about in the book of Amos? Prepare to meet thy God.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to happen when you meet your God? Do you think he's just going to overlook what you are responsible to correct?
Mm-hmm. That's why we're here, isn't it?
Oh, how many people are going to stand before the Lord on Judgment Day, and they're going to say, well, Lord, I'm a Christian. He's going to look at you, and he's going to say, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity, lawlessness. You allowed it to go on.
Think about that church. All these kids coming over with Bradley.
We were walking to the church. Yes. I'm sorry, Jake.
Sorry. There's no room left in our church.
It was right after school.
Yep.
Nothing was going on, friends. And again, this is happening all over the country. And guess what, though? The good news is people all across the country, in the majority, friends, easily hand down are standing up. They're just looking for leadership. And you're probably the leader they're looking for, by the way, friends. Jude 1:3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, salvation, liberation from bondage, sin. It was needful for me to write unto you, my friends, and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23 hours, and we'll update you as to what took place at the showdown in Florida. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.